Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Sitoris. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John Sitoris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Green reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sitoris fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Green scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Jablonski moves to second. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. Jablonski moves to third. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri takes first base on ball four. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Tuttle scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Serve for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Budden reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Budden moves to third. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Green strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden misplays the ball. That's an error on Budden. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Runnels moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris is 0 for 1 in the game. Sitoris hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. There goes Button. The throw from Smith to DeMaestri, and Button is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Serve moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Serve moves to third. Jablonski moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Klimchuk reaches second base with a double. Serve scores. Jablonski scores. Smith moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Klimchuk scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris is 0 for 2 in the game. Sitoris bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with green covering, for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from White and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sid Orris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sid Orris. Green moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Sid Orris covering, for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sid Orris. Green scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Don Budden. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Malzone scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ted Williams pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mahoney moves to second. Al Grunewald now pitching. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Al Schroll now pitching. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Grunewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grunewald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Keough moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Keough moves to third. Runnels moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keough scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Runnels scores. Malzone moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Athletics. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing shortstop. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Athletics. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly pinch hits for Al Schroll. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keough strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.